Holiday scams are starting up, student loan and charity scam among them, what you need to know and some details for your protection. Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk are both guilty of large layoffs and what the iPhone 14 is doing for emergency calls. All that and more next on the Computer Doctor Show.
We don't have music today.
Oh, there we go.
You're listening to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for up-to-date scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 112. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along tuning in with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. Thank you so much for being here. We post all of our shows and bonus content on ComputerDoctorShow.com. Again, ComputerDoctorShow.com. We'd love to hear from you, so give us a call during the show with your computer, internet, cybersecurity comments and questions on our open studio line, 520-790-2040. Co-hosting today is Chris from the Cassie Unscrewed Theater. Good afternoon, Chris.
Hello, Aaron. Thanks. Very, very happy to be here.
All right. Always happy to have you here. We'd like to show some love to Mike and the team of Perfection Auto Works for all of your car's needs. Mike Emery has found the dream team of expert professional auto technicians in Tucson. They get it right the first time, so don't waste your time or your money at other suspicious shops. Take advantage of their free 26-point inspection at Perfection Auto Works. For an appointment, call 520-323-8650. Again, 520-323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com. A lot of things happening in the tech world today, and here we go. Some holiday stick scams are starting up. Here we are in mid-November.
Holidays, the season.
Holidays are here, and usually there are scams that arrive too. Okay, this is where crooks and scammers like to do their worst.
Yeah, just like it's everybody's busy season, it's also busy season for scammers.
There we go. So usually holiday season, they come back pretty thick, and this year is no exception. So there is the Veterans Day scam, Microsoft scam, Romance scam, to name a few. But we're going to concentrate a little bit on this Veterans Day scam that had made a little bit of news here. In particular, this operates on the charity scam. The charity scam is something that you need to be aware of. So if you don't want to fall for the charity scam, here's what you need to know. And that is, if you want to catch a charity scammer early in their spiel, you want to do a little bit of research about who they say that they're affiliated with. Many times they change the language, or they may, the name of their service might mimic the name of another familiar charity that you might be familiar with, and you will assume they are with them.
Yeah, like instead of Wounded Warriors, it could be Wendell's Warriors.
Yes, Wendell. Yeah, see, and you know they do this on purpose. They do this to confuse and to manipulate you. So you have to be very, very clear on exactly what verbiage that they're using and what name that they're using. And once you know exactly who they are representing, you want to be able to check and research that name of that charity and its ratings. And there's several ways that you can do that. Easiest way. Google, right?
Yeah.
You put the name in, and then you put the name, you put the word complaint, or the word fraud, or the name, or the word scam next to that.
Yeah.
Okay. See what comes up. The company that they are professing to be a part of might have been involved in a complaint, fraud, or scam. Okay. You want to be able to get that information. Also, by checking out the charity with at least two charity watchdogs. There is Charity Navigator. That's made by the IRS Charity Search. There is the Better Business Bureau, which is the Wise Giving Alliance section of the Better Business Bureau website. And there's also Charity Watch. Now, we're saying to the recommendation from the FCC, actually, is to check with two of those of those charity watchdogs, only because one is not enough. Always check with two, and if they both are showing the same thing, you can take that as being true.
Right, that's confirmation. At least two sources.
At least two sources. Now, you could also contact the charity regulator in your state. So there's the national charity watchdogs, you know, IRS, and then each state has their own charity regulator here in the state. I believe in the state of Arizona, it is actually the state of Arizona IRS.
Okay.
So based on the research that I did, any charity that is registered to receive donations in the state of Arizona, it has to be registered through the IRS of the state of Arizona. So another avenue that scammers exploit is crowdfunding. So you know what crowdfunding is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like the online donation campaigns.
Yes. So that could be a GoFundMe account. Yep. A lot of business startups, they create a fund where you can buy a product before it actually releases.
Right.
Like, or a pre-purchase, if you will.
Right.
So, like, for example, when Tesla first came out with a lot of their things, there are people ordering the car before it was even made. You know? They've paid the full amount of the thing.
They just showed them a picture.
Yes.
And people gave them thousands of dollars.
See, why can't that happen to me?
We need to come up with a picture of a car.
I'm trying. I don't possess that ability. But crowdfunding, that's when they send a request or local, like a social media link, a donation link. It could come from an email, could come from a text message. But what you should try to do is try your best to find out who is organizing the campaign, since that's who ultimately gets the money. Okay. And if it's some strange person that you've never heard of, okay, that's where you need to back away. Okay. The other ways that these scams work, we're talking about the scams during the holiday seasons. You want to stick with the safer payment methods. So basically, if there's a fake charity that accepts a donation, what they'll try to do is they'll try to do it in such a way so that it's hard to get your money back. And some of those methods are gift cards. We were talking before the show.
Yeah.
Gift cards.
Prepaid credit cards.
Wire transfers. Cryptocurrency. You want to stay away from those types of payment methods. If they have to connect to your computer, if they're telling you to keep you on the phone while you go to the store to buy a gift card, instituting a wire transfer, MoneyGram, Western Union, any type of cryptocurrency, or going to a cryptocurrency ATM.
Yeah.
There's
cryptocurrency ATMs?
Yes.
Wow. I missed that.
You might have to go to the odd part of town to see those.
Okay.
But they're out there.
All right.
I'll take your word for it. Criminals love using them because it's a form of money laundering if you can figure out how to do that.
And I'll bet they have.
So you want to stay away from those methods of payment. So the safest way to donate, simply use your credit card. Not your debit card, but your credit card.
Got it.
Credit card that actually has a line of credit. If it's connected to your debit card, that is credit debit. We're talking about a credit card.
It's a straight Visa, credit. MasterCard, Discover, American Express, any
connected
of those.
With a line of credit.
Diners Club.
The key word is not debit, not connected to a
bank account.
To a bank account, checking account, or anything like that.
Right.
That's the card that you want to use because that is the card, that is the method of payment that has the most amount of abilities to do something back if something bad happens.
Right. So, there's security measures that you can contact the credit card company
and there's
about.
Abilities for them to reverse the transaction.
Yeah.
More readily if it's on a credit card. And also remember, you are not in the fight alone. So the FCC is cracking down on the technical side. There's lots of phone services that originate these text messages and phone calls. So we've all gotten these phone calls. I get quite a few robocalls every day. Okay. I'm on the senior benefits thing. I'm on the car warrant. I haven't got a car warranty for quite some time. I wonder if they're regrouping somewhere. But one of the things is the student loan scam. It's another one of these recent announcements. So President Biden had offered this, made this announcement some time ago with regard to the student loan relief program. Scammers are exploiting this, and what they're doing is they're manipulating that message into something that people, if you owe $10,000, push one if you're with Sally Mae, push two if you're this, push three, or, you know, they list all the names of the student loaning institutions,
right,
and then you're pushing the buttons. But what you don't realize is that wherever that call goes, that's not a real, it's a fake call center.
Right.
And they're just getting more information from you. They may scam you out of some money for application fees or, you know, things of that sort. So you want to stay away from those as well.
Right. Usually if you are qualified for those programs, they're not going to call you. That's something you're going to have to do. So if somebody calls and says, hey, I'll give you $10,000 for your student loans.
I don't know that the government tries to give away money by way of phone call, going out of their way to call you and contact you.
Exactly.
What they'll do is they'll send a letter and hope it gets lost in the mail. But, you know, hey, that's the kind of things that they do. So the FCC believes upwards of 40% of student loan debt robocalls generated last month originated from one voice service provider, YouthRith Access LLC. And hopefully they'll get shut down and a lot of these calls will stop. But if you still are getting these calls, do not push a button. Do not reply. Just simply hang up.
Hang up.
And also, it would be helpful if you did not answer your phone with the word hello, because that word hello is a trigger.
Oh, really?
To the systems, yes. And when somebody answers with a hello, that means that's like a stamp of approval for that phone number that it is answered by a real person, and you're just going to get more phone calls. So,
oh, sure. It's like a confirmation.
Yes. And the same thing is true. Like, push one to be removed from this phone call, or push two to have your number removed from this list. When you push those buttons, you're not removed from the list. You're actually added onto more lists. You get more calls.
Well, that's not fair.
Yeah, not fair. Okay, so hopefully you guys are able to use a lot of that information. Before we go on break, Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk are both guilty of large layoffs. So Elon has already been out in the news, but also Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg stated 3 days ago that he has also decided to reduce the size of Meta by about 13% and let more than 11,000 of his talented employees go.
11,000 in one day.
Apparently. So the joke was he's not really letting them go. He's just repositioning them into the metaverse.
They're going, the jobs are going virtual. They're not working from home. They're working from inside the metaverse.
Yeah. And if they're not in the metaverse, they can't work there. So he has to let them go. So.
Exactly.
That's the idea. There's also a spending and extending hiring freeze through the first quarter of 2023. It's a lot of money floating around out there with social media. It never comes my way for some reason. I see it going by and it just doesn't happen for me.
It's going in somebody else's pocket.
There you go. We need a bigger net. Yeah. We're going to take our midway commercial break with a word from our sponsors. Up next, science and tech history from this week and what iPhone 14 is doing for emergency calls. This is the Computer Doctor Show. We'll be right back.
Fall 1621, and the pilgrims are readying their crops, but in the turkey barn, trouble is brewing.
We cannot stand for this injustice. All turkeys are equal. Just some of us are more equal than others. We shall not end up on a dinner table. We will escape.
Oh no, we must capture those turkeys.
I can fix that, Governor. I'm an auto mechanic.
Eustace Emery, mechanic? Strange no one's invented the automobile yet. Oh well, if you can capture the turkeys, do it. And so Thanksgiving was saved because Eustace Emery invented the Plymouth Arrow and recaptured the turkeys.
Perfection Auto Works, 1046 North Beverly, 323-8650. Or perfectionautoworks.com. 323-8650.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508. 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson. Because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with Chris, co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Before we get into our next segment, Chris, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Well, what I can tell you is we are still having improv comedy shows every Friday and Saturday night. 7:30 shows are family-friendly always, so bring the whole bunch down. And also, since it is holiday season, we are looking for people who want to have a private holiday party at Unscrewed Theater. We can give you a place to have your party and also an improv comedy show thrown in.
Wow.
So please,
there we go.
Give a call at 520-975-7035.
And the website again?
UnscrewedTheater.org.
UnscrewedTheater.org. Can't miss it. Okay, we're going to take a look at science and tech history happening this week. This is where we look at notable science and technology achievements in history that coincide with November, this week of November 12th.
Plus or minus 3 days or so. Yeah, exactly. We'll right around this time.
Yeah, what do you got for us there?
So 39 years ago, on November 11th, 1983, the first computer virus was created and displayed by Fred Cohen, a USC graduate. He demonstrated a short program that infected a computer, it replicated, and it spread to other computers. So all I have to say is, thanks, Fred.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that I was actually in a computer lab when I was in middle school. That was a very, very long time ago. And
with a Commodore 64?
I think it was. Now that you think about it, it was where the processor was part of the keyboard.
Yeah.
And then the monitor was just like kind of like on its own.
Like a TV or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we were writing programs, and we were writing math programs. We were supposed to make the computer do something. And I just wrote a program that says in the tens, you would write 10. Okay, it would do it in numerical order. So you would write 10, go to 20, and then on the 20, which would be the next step, go to 10.
Right.
And then it would go to 10, it would go to 20, and then 10, and 20 would go to 10, yeah. 10, 20, 10, 20, 20, 20. And it kept on doing that in the background. And I was like, hey, this is cool. I just locked up the computer. And the only way to get out of it was, I think, to shut the whole thing down and then start it over.
Wait a minute. Was that before 1983?
No. Oh. So I can't take credit. But I think it was something that locked up the computer, but it was also something that I did not get it to replicate or spread to other computers.
Okay.
That's kind of like the virus-y kind of
right.
motion.
That's why they call it a virus.
Yeah, there we go.
Because it catches on to other technology.
Exactly.
What else we got? And 51 years ago, on November 15th, 1971, the Intel Corporation. You ever heard of them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Intel released the Intel 4004, the first commercially produced microprocessor. Mm-hmm. It was a 4-bit central processing unit, also known as a CPU. It was sold at that time, 51 years ago, for $60. Mm-hmm. And it kind of paved the way for all of the Intel processors that we know now.
Now, before the show, we were actually talking about what on earth you can run on a 4-bit processor.
Not much.
Apparently not much. We did some research on the Atari Pong game. That was actually 8-bit. My Super Mario Brothers from the original Nintendo. The classic Nintendo. That was also 8-bit. Now, we were trying to figure out if it's possible to run a game less than 8-bit. And we actually found, we were actually able to find, what were the names of the thing?
It was a Tomy handheld 4-bit game. Actually, I had one of those, and it was based around the movie Tron. And so, you know, this movie that had all these incredible cutting edge special effects mm-hmm. on the video game, it was like little bits and beeps and bops and bites. It was very disappointing compared with the movie.
It's just blips and bits, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, that's all you can get out of a 4-bit.
Yeah.
So in order to have any type of real gaming experience, I think you need at least 8-bit to have any type of real experience there.
Yeah.
So,
well, we've certainly come a long way.
So I wonder if there is a following of 4-bit gamers out there. That would be really...
I'm sure
I know there's vintage gamers out there,
yeah,
but I don't think they go back to 4-bit.
You never know.
Okay. Here is some quick announcements as we're starting to wrap up a little bit. Twitter users create havoc by impersonating brands. As a result, the new Twitter Blue, which is the Twitter subscription one of the Twitter subscription services. Apparently, there's an $8 one and a $19.95 one. We haven't quite figured that out. I think
I don't think they've figured it out yet.
Okay, I think the Muskiverse. Can I say that the Muskiverse is still reshaping itself?
I think I need to take a shower after you say that.
The Muskiverse. So basically, after some change, and there were some changes to the algorithm of Twitter now that Elon Musk has taken it over, and a lot of these fake accounts that a lot of social media platforms are always battling. You take a lot of the
Access?
The access, or if you take away the censorship, and you take away a lot of the red tape,
the restrictions.
These are the things that start to pop up. You understand? So when Elon decided to do that, I knew that something like this is going to happen. So now he's at the controls. He's got to find something to stop people from causing all these fake accounts. So what they've done is they've temporarily stopped this wave of fake accounts because it overwhelmed the system. And we're going to be reporting on what he's going to be doing next to see about other Twitter users and if Twitter is going to continue to function as a platform.
Yeah, I think after the show, I'll test that and create a fake Elon Musk account.
Sure, go for it. Also, last story here, what iPhone 14 is doing for emergency calls. They're investing about $450 million in an advanced manufacturing fund for the critical infrastructure that supports emergency SOS via satellite for iPhone 14 models. So basically, if you're up in the mountains up there somewhere and there's no cell phone signal, no nothing, your iPhone 14 or higher should be able to communicate directly with satellites on a very, very limited basis in order to give coordinates in case of an emergency, that you'll have some communication, which is better than nothing. They are not the pioneers of this, however, because T-Mobile and Starlink announced late in August that they were partnered for an emergency satellite service to start next year. So no doubt the satellite cell service race is on. Are you ready for it?
Oh, I'm totally ready for it. Because the thing that I want is for a satellite to be able to know where I am every second of the day.
Okay. There we go. Before we wrap up, just want to thank our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works, again for sponsoring our show. Stop by their location on Speedway and Craycraft for your free 26-point inspection. As always, don't click unverified links in emails or text messages. Use a password manager. Always look at the address bar. Check activity on your bank statements on a regular basis. Enable two-factor authentication. Verify all incoming and outgoing calls. Back up your system to the cloud and listen to the Computer Doctor Show live on Saturdays and post it as podcast on Tuesdays. If you missed any part of this episode, go to computerdoctorshow.com, click episodes, and find episode 112. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Chris co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. Stay safe, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.